You are listening to the Expresso Business Update. Here's the latest news from the world of Indian and international business, brought to you by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Let's begin. Adani Group Chairman Gautam Adani has surpassed Reliance Industries Limited Chairman Mukesh Ambani to regain the top spot as the richest man in Asia, with a total net worth of $97.6 billion, according to the Bloomberg Billionaires Index. Gautam Adani is now the world's 12th richest person, up from the 15th position in December 2023. Adani had lost his position as India's richest man to the IRL chairman almost a year ago after a massive dip in the valuation of his conglomerate, triggered by a report by US-based short seller Heidelberg Research. Meanwhile, Mukesh Ambani, per the data, secured the position of second richest man in Asia and the 13th in the world with a net worth of $97.0 billion. In the industry sector, home decor and lifestyle brand NetAsia is showcasing a conversion rate of over 80% from in-store customers and a 30% higher average order value in comparison to online sales. The brand launched 3 brick-and-mortar stores in 2023 and has subsequently announced its expansion strategy, targeting a total of 24 stores by the end of next year. Currently, its smaller-sized stores, ranging from 500 to 1,000 square feet in mall locations, are ensuring a good rent-to-revenue ratio. The brand has also set an ambitious target of achieving sales per square feet of over 2,000 across all stores. NetAsia is targeting to capture 20% of its total revenue from offline stores by the end of 2024. Over to market. Jefferies maintained a buy rating on Reliance Industries, setting a target price of ₹3,125, reflecting an optimistic upside of 21% from the current market price. Despite underperforming the Nifty by 9% in the year calendar 2023, Jefferies sees significant potential in the stock, highlighting its favorable valuation compared to the broader market. The report forecasts a robust 13% EBITDA growth for Reliance Industries in the fiscal year 2025. Notably, the report suggests that Jio, a telecom subsidiary of Reliance, could contribute 2/3 of the company's share, driven by an expected tariff hike. Jefferies also expected a decline in CapEx for Jio and the retail segment in the fiscal year 2025. Meanwhile, the government is likely to estimate economic growth close to 7% in the current fiscal year, keeping it on track to be the fastest growing major economy in the world. The first official estimate for gross domestic product, due to be released on Friday, will probably be set at 6.7%. According to economists surveyed by Bloomberg, the Reserve Bank of India has already raised its projection for the fiscal year ending March 31st to 7%, while Bloomberg Economics is predicting 7.3% growth. Strong consumer and government spending, a robust service sector, and a boost in manufacturing has helped India buoy India's economy in the face of a weaker global economy and 6 RBI rate hikes since 2022. Moving on, India's services activity growth momentum showed a pickup at the end of 2023 calendar year, rising from 56.9 in November to 59.0 in December, according to the data released by S&P Global. The seasonally adjusted HSBC India Services PMI Business Activity Index highlighted a sharp increase in output that was the most pronounced since September, owing to lower readings in October and November. However, the latest quarterly average was the lowest since Q4 fiscal year 2022-2023. According to S&P Global's survey data, the demand buoyancy spurred sales, subsequently fueling business activity. Job creation extended into a 19th successive month, while business optimism strengthened. Meanwhile, cost pressures reduced further, reaching their lowest in nearly 3.5 years. In another development, the overall securitization volumes originated mainly by non-banking financial companies and housing finance companies stood at ₹38,000 crore in the third quarter of FY2024, reflecting a sequential degrowth of 17% from ₹46,000 crore recorded in second quarter of FY 2024, said a report by ICRA. Further, it said that the volumes of the third quarter of FY 2024 also trailed Rs 43,000 crores securitized in the third quarter of FY 2023, mainly due to the exit of a large HFC from the securitization market in the current fiscal. Per the estimates by ICRA, securitization activity is expected to pick up again and touch Rs 50,000 crores in Q4 of the current fiscal, which is typically the busiest quarter of the year. Lastly, let's see how the share market performed today. Indian equity indices ended higher on the second consecutive day on January 5th, with Nifty around 21,700. Top gainers on the Nifty were Adani Ports, L&T, TCS, SBI Life Insurance and LTI Mindtree, while losers included Nestle India, Britannia Industries, UPL, JSW Steel and Kotak Mahindra Bank. Among sectors, IT and capital goods indices rose 1% each, while pharma and PSU bank indices down 0.3 to 0.5%. BSE Midcap index flat, while small cap index added 0.6%. You are listening to the Expresso Business Update by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Ask your digital assistant device to play the latest business news from the Indian Express and stay up to date with the happenings in the finance and business stories.